Good morning. My guests this morning are Steve DeLapp and Janet Dove, and they're going to be talking to me about the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival, which is going to take place on Saturday, March 10th at the Sebastopol Community Center. Welcome, both of you.
Why, thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Tell me what you're excited about this year's Bluegrass and Folk Festival. What's going to be the main event?
Well, number one is, of course, it's a music festival. And so we have some wonderful players who are coming in. We have Wake the Dead actually starting the show. They are an incredible band. They've been in the Bay Area for a number of years, and they combine Celtic music and Grateful Dead music. And it's a wonderful combination, and they have gotten it worked out. So it's just really, really nice listening and, you know, up music. So that's where we're starting out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have... Oh, gosh, Mike Statler, the Ruminators, Joe Craven, and the Sometimers, Carol and Sills combo. And I mentioned Missy Raines and the New Hip. I think I may have. And anyway, that's all during the day at the festival.
Okay.
And then in the evening, we have a group called Blue Summit. They're young folks, but are a wonderful, incredible bluegrass band. They just kind of came out of nowhere, and they're just super. And, of course, speaking of super, we have John Reichman and the Jaybirds.
Okay, tell me, Janet, what kind of music do John Reichman and the Jaybirds play?
That is bluegrass, but they have some twists. They're so good. They're really professional, and they are entertaining whether you're a straight bluegrass fan or not. They're just good.
Okay, tell me, the two of you, you know, why have you gotten involved in this particular event? Why do you spend your energy helping with the Bluegrass and Folk Festival?
Well, we've both been on the board of directors of the Sonoma County Folk Society for many years, and one of our missions personally and with the organization is to promote live music, to promote live acoustic music. You know, we're not rock and rollers. We support the other kind of music.
Okay.
And
Steve?
At the bottom of it, we love the music.
Yes, we get to go.
That's the yes. We get to go, and we get to be there. It's really great.
Okay, so. Now, the event takes place all day. I imagine there'll be something to eat while you're watching the music, I hope. And is there a food available on site?
There sure is.
Oh, yes.
We have a new vendor this year, and we will have barbecue. That's a favorite. Big Boys Barbecue will be serving pulled pork plates, sandwiches, chicken plates, and maybe some hots and hams as well. The Folk Society also has a snack and beverage table where you can get almost anything for a dollar, whether it's a can of Coke or a bottle of water or some cookies. We're the dollar store of the festival.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you know, another good reason for going is we have really great food. So good music, good food, and a good day of just celebrating. It's a party for us is what it basically
amounts to. And I can tell you my favorite part of the festival is usually the jamming. Jamming all day long. Sometimes you're not going to sit inside probably for 10 hours straight and listen to music. You bring your instrument. You can leave it at the instrument check if you want during part of the day. There will be jamming inside the other building. There will be jamming outside on the park benches. You meet so many musicians, see old friends, and it's a lot of fun inside and outside at the festival.
Okay, now this is going to happen rain or shine, right? So it
yes.
doesn't depend on the weather. It's not an outdoor stage where people may have rain over them. It's indoors in the community center?
It is. It's indoors, and it's warm and dry. So that's important.
Okay, so we're talking about the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival. It's an annual event. It takes place Saturday, March 10th, noon to 10 p.m., at the Sebastopol Community Center. Tell me where we can get tickets for the event.
Well, you can go to a couple of websites, cbaweb.org. There are also some local places where you can get these things. People's Music in Sebastopol has tickets, and the Last Record Store in Santa Rosa also has tickets. So you can find information at socofoso.com or call us at 824-1858, 707-824-1858. Or 707-829-8012, both places where you can get information, find out what's going on, find out what's happening, and where you can get tickets and all that.
Okay, so that's the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival, and my guests have been Steve DeLapp and Janet Dove. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Mencher in for Roland Giacopetti on KRCB's Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.